This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Come along.
We've been trying to clap.
Come along. Let's hope that all the listeners are clapping along with us because clapping is fun.
Come on, everybody.
Let's Yay! Have some fun. Fun. Fucking fun. Oh. So it's a bit of a threat, isn't it, the word fun?
Oh,
come on,
totally.
Everybody. Let's have some fun.
Oh, do you know what? My heart always sinks. If you go to a performance and somebody starts off, they say, hello, everybody.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
they say, no, that's not strong enough. Come on again. I think it's why I hate pantomimes. You just think, look, I'm here to be entertained. Stop
yes,
it.
Yes,
stop
don't make me about. Make any more effort now. And if you get me on, try and get me on stage, you're going to get a punch in the face. You know. That once happened to me. Oh, God, it was terrible. It was at the Soho Theatre, right? And Jeff and I went to see, used to be called the Perrier Award, and I won it a million years ago.
Indeed.
And it was won by some odd clown person that didn't really speak, but just did clowning, right? It was about 10 years ago or something. And not my cup of tea, but, you know, you have to show willing. And I went to see the show, and he obviously didn't know who the fuck I was because he was French. And he decided to steal my leather jacket and get me out of the audience. And the audience just froze. Because half of them knew who I was, and it was just this really, really eggy situation where, you know, and I just felt right, God, do I have to be funny now? Should I kind of try and pull my weight here comedically? And it was just such a mess, Judith.
Awkward.
It was so awkward. Anyway, are you on your new? Sorry, I'll have to start that again. Are you on your new laptop?
I'm not. No, the laptop is still in the hospital, in the laptop hospital.
I thought you'd bought a new one.
Oh, well, no, I had a second-hand one. Oh, the bloody sagas with the IT, Jenny. It's still not over. Dropped my laptop on the kitchen floor and I've got a new one, but they had to, you know, own it, but a second-hand one. Oh, this is so boring. I'm actually myself.
Yeah, we will evoke our own snore law in one there. Dull. I can't find, you know, I can't pod in my own house. I can't pod in my sister's house. Fortunately, I have a kindly neighbour. A few doors down, a kindly neighbour who, just to fill in, Lynn and I,
Lynn.
She's
never
called
heard
Lynn.
You talk about Lynn before. Well, Lynn's a new one. Go on.
Well, Lynn and Nobby. They live down the road and they've got a daughter who's a bit older than Phoebe, went to the same school and she's an actress. Lynn is an actress and I used to see her on the telly all the time because she was in The Bill. And then many, many years ago, I got a starring role in the West End. This is before the producer realised I couldn't really act. And they did a remake of Steaming, which was by a playwright called Nell Dunn. Now, Nell Dunn was famous for all sorts of things. She wrote a film called Poor Cow and all those sort of thing. Anyway, Steaming was set in a Turkish bath.
Finding this quite hard to follow.
Are you, Judith? Are you? Anyway, all I'll say about it, Lynn and I ended up treading the West End stage boards together and there was nudity in this play. That was its kind of USP.
Full on. Bottom, everything.
From bottom. When I took my pants off, my mother was on the second row and I audibly heard her go, oh my God. Oh my God. When the pants came down.
I bet.
You know, I'm rather casual with underwear and, you know, don't really bother. And there were many occasions where I was meant to just unhook my bra in one swift movement.
Tricky.
Always tricky, especially when I'd put it on inside out. So, you know, this, I think it was on press night, and I was just trying to be really casual about taking my bra off. And of course, because it was set in the 60s, it was like a 60s bra and had a lot of webbing and fasteners. And I, you know, nearly had to say to the audience, excuse me, has anybody got a pair of scissors? Has anyone got, like, you know, has anyone got sharp teeth? Can anyone bite this fucking thing off me? Anyway, Lynn and I were in that.
Gosh, that's quite a bonding experience.
Yes, I know what her tits look like.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a poster in their hallway downstairs. I'll take a photo of it so that there's evidence, circumstantial evidence on the notice board tomorrow. I've got nothing else to put on the notice board. It's been an odd week, Judith. I don't know what you've been up to, but, you know, it's for me, it's been quite a difficult week. You've had some IT hell. Can we just tell the audience what happened right at the beginning of this podcast this morning? You sent a panicky... I'm just going to open the message that you sent 11 minutes ago. This is from Judith Holder saying, think we have a power cut. Think we have a power cut. This is a message sent to myself and Daisy. Would you like to fill us in on what was actually going on, Judith? Well, and what you actually did?
Okay, well, I was cutting it a bit fine. I always cut it a bit fine. I tell you why I was cutting it fine. We're going all over the place today, aren't we?
Yes.
I sat myself down half an hour ago, thought, right, I'll have a good, you know, I'll read my notes and I'll be very well organised. And then I thought, well, before I do that, I'll just look at sofas.
At sofas?
At sofas on the internet. And you know one of those things where you go down a rabbit hole and
yes.
you get all absorbed, don't you? Oh, I like it in the green, but I quite like it in the blue. Do they do it in the blue? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, do they do it in corduroy?
And now I've seen this one, I quite like that one too. Before I knew it, it was almost 10 o'clock.
Right.
So I quickly got all my equipment out. And nothing happened, or everything went dead, everything completely dead. But, well, that's it.
Okay,
it's a power
cut. I'm just going to guess what you did next. Right, was it like this? Mike!
Yeah. Well, it would have been if Mike had been here, but no, I actually know where the fuse box is, which is quite impressive, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, raced in there, you know, which involves getting a chair and standing on a chair and all sorts of stupid things. And all the switches seemed perfectly normal. Raced back in, thought, oh, shit, well, now what I'm going to do? And noticed that I'd yanked the plug out of the wall.
Yeah, of course, you had your silly cow. Right, there we go. Well, it's nice to hear you, Judith. It's nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you too. Now, where were we?
Where were we?
Scampering off, weren't we?
Just been talking utter nonsense.
Oh, no, well, listen, I do want to say something about my IT health. It's not over yet because I can't get into my older, wider G-Pod thingy, what's it, because I've got a new phone because not only did I get my laptop broken, my phone ran out of storage and spitefully wouldn't even let me play Audible. You know what I mean? It just really went on strike. It just basically said to me, no, Judith, I'm not having it anymore.
I'm full up. I can't put any more else in my brain.
That's right. So,
didn't you just delete a load of shit?
Oh, I kept doing that. I kept doing all that all the time. You know, then you take a photograph. You haven't got enough storage. I mean, oh, for God's sake. So I bought a second-hand phone, which I'm very pleased with.
Is it an iPhone, though? Or have you gone off-piste?
It's an iPhone, okay. But it's a swiper. Have you got a swiper rather than a presser?
Yes, of course I have. I think they're all swipers these days.
No, they're not. My previous one that I was very used to, you just had a little central button like a Fisher-Price thing and it all
Like a tummy button. I call it the tummy button.
Exactly.
Yes, well, you can. Listen. Just in case there are those who are listening in now who have iPhones without tummy buttons, you can install the tummy button onto your new iPhone.
Never.
Yes, a man told me how to do it. I can't remember how you do it, but I've got one.
Bloody hell.
I know. Sometimes it gets in the way, to be honest. And I think, oh, fucking hell. And I don't know how to get rid of it. But there we go.
I may have to do that. Because if you had it up all the time I've spent over the last few days, literally standing in front of the bloody thing, swiping it this way, that way.
We don't like change, Judith. We don't like change. I mean, today's been quite difficult for me as well. It's a challenge. It's all every day. We wake to a new challenge, do we not? Today, right, so they're building the house next door, right? This is going to go on for a year. I can't complain. They're very nice people. We did exactly the same 15 years ago, built our own house, caused absolute havoc down the street. So all I do is I smile and I nod and I wave and I do thumbs
You're
up.
Agreeable.
I'm agreeable. While they're cutting fucking steel and they're pouring concrete and they're... Bang, 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 bang. And so, you know, I've done my sister's, been down my sister's, I've got her keys, I can go in any, just let yourself in, well, that's fine, but she's having a roof repointed, isn't she? There's three blokes swarming up scaffolding, bang, 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 bang.
Oh, my God.
I know. So that's why I'm here at Lynn's. That's
I just
phoned up and said, Lynn, can you just, you know, anyway, it's very comfortable. I'm in her daughter's bedroom, you know, that sort of rather, you know, when the daughters have left home kind of ages ago, but there's still a sort of cosy nook room.
Yes.
With, and she's got, oh, look, I'm just, this is naughty of me, but, you know, there's all her old videos all stashed up.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very, very sweet. Very sweet indeed. And I mustn't try and
find
her
old
diaries.
No, don't you start opening drawers. They won't ask you back.
Can you imagine if there's some teenage diaries I could get my hands on? Oh.
You could serialise them.
Like, while we're having a moan, just to finish off the moaning and how difficult our lives are. And by the way, where do you need a new sofa? Where's that for?
Oh, you are terrible. You are terrible.
Well, I can't think where you've got a nook left for a sofa.
Oh, I've got a hideous sofa. You haven't been to my house for ages. I've got
Which one?
A hideous sofa.
Do you mean in Oxfordshire?
In the living room. And
do you mean the very old-fashioned one?
Yes, it's horrible. I hate it.
Well,
I
don't know. It's sort of got a quaint charm to it.
Not.
It does look like it came from someone's nana's house.
Absolutely, it does. It does. And now you've said that, you make me hate it even more.
No. Don't hate it, because as I said, there's a charm to it. There's a story to it. I think it's got roots that go back.
Yeah, but I know.
Is it comfortable?
Yes, of course it is. It is, unfortunately. So Mike's very keen to hang on to it. But anyway, I was only dreaming. I was
You're allowed. You're allowed to. Yeah, it's like, isn't it funny? Once upon a time, we'd have been sort of lying there with our hands on our clitorises, thinking about pop stars and boys down the road. And now we've got our hands on our clitorises and we're just... Looking at sofas. Look at that
absolutely.
One. Can you
not even going to buy them. Just thinking about
just
it.
Just look at
it. It has to be enough, doesn't it? Now it has
it's
to be enough.
That's enough for us. You know what I got this week?
What?
You know what? I got?
What?
I got not one, but two fines for driving in bus lanes, Judy.
Oh, Jenny, no.
Two
didn't.
Fines. Double fine.
How does that happen? Does somebody sort of step out in front of you and
if
say,
only,
I
only
don't
because,
think so.
If only they did, because then I'd have a chance of running the bleeder over.
No, actually, how does it happen?
It's cameras all over London.
No.
It's yes, absolutely. I mean, I understand why they wanted us out of our cars. I understand. But they were coming back from gigs at night, and for some stupid reason, I always think bus lanes are... you know, have daytime kind of...
yes, I think I do too.
Yeah. So coming through Clapham and then coming through... Oh, God. It's not even worth going into. Just have to pay the fines. And
How much?
Well, they're £130 each, but if
oh
you pay them...
Oh, my God!
I know, Judith. I know. I mean, you know, had I... But you can 65 if you pay them quickly. So obviously, you know, it's like two for the price of one. Well done, me. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, but how galling.
It's so
galling. Do you know? Is it like a speed camera that you know?
Yes, and then they send you the photograph. There's photographic evidence. You know, you can almost see me sort of listening to a podcast, nodding along. It's just like, oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, it was me.
But I can't take all my shit when I'm gigging on public transport. I just can't manage it physically.
Of course you can't.
Before anyone starts going, well, have you thought of public transport? I think about public transport all the time. I've got an Oyster card and every day I give it a good spanking. But there are some places I can't get to and I need a car. There we go.
No. Annoying. Okay, well, I just want to get one more thing off my chest.
Oh, go
please.
On, Judith.
Yes.
Well, we're at it.
Which is, not only did I have to get a new phone, a new laptop and all the rest of it, the bloody cursor.
Oh, God.
A mouse. Is it called mouse? A mouse
on
the desktop, which I've been relying on, stopped working. It's like they all talked to each other and said, do you know what? Should we just make her life?
Yeah.
Hell?
Let's just fuck her over for the week. Let's just see if she's... Let's see if we can get her on her knees. Let's see if we can get her tearing her hair out.
So I could see the screen. And I could see I'd got emails, but I couldn't open
You couldn't click
anything.
On them. You couldn't click on them. Surely, are they them. Not? Is it not a battery-operated mouse?
Oh, could you, I tried that. Don't
has it got a little bum hole that you can charge it up? Because mine's got a little bum hole.
No, it hasn't. It's an old... It was. The old one was an old-fashioned battery thing. No, that didn't work. Okay, so chuck that away. Went to Curry's. Basically skidded to a halt.
Oh, Judith, you must be sick of the sight of you in Curry.
I said, the first person I saw, can you help me with my curses?
Can you help me with what?
With mouse. Oh, with a mouse. I said, you, just
yeah, well,
mouse.
At this point, if I saw a woman your age coming to Curry saying, can you help me with my mouse, I would not put it past you to bring out a little white mouse in a cage.
I'm sorry, I've really got the giggles today. I've got to get a grip.
It's called hysteria, Judith. Oh. It's not laughing. It's not fun laughing. It's kind of like, you'll be in tears by the end of this. I got told that all the time as a child. It'll end in tears. It did.
No, yeah. I got the, your face will end up like that. That's what I got all the time. Skidded to a hole. Found this man, so could you help me with my mouse?
Poor blighter.
Just want one that's operate. That a five-year-old could operate. I just want the simplicity. I don't want any Bluetooth. I don't want anything like that. I just want... He said, okay, well... You know, this is only £15 and sort of it. You know, you sure you don't want this? No, I don't. I just want the simple one. Got it home and it bloody didn't work. It didn't work because he sold me one that was... I was so furious.
But, I mean, he was a fool because, I mean, you only had to meet you once to know that you would be back. You would be back. You wouldn't let it lie. You would return.
Yeah, I mean, had any sense, he would, yes, yeah. Anyway,
I mean,
so
what
he
probably did, what? Judith, was right. He probably served you, then went to the boss and said, I'm sorry, but I need 2 weeks off for my mental health. And if a blonde woman comes in asking for help, beware, because she's dangerous. Okay, right.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a new one now and we're okay. We're up and running.
Okay, there we're up go. And running. And talking about up and running, Judith. Yes, such a lovely segue into that little video you posted on our Instagram account.
Oh, yes.
Of the up and runnings, the twins.
The up and runnings, yes. The twins are both walking like, well, I would say drunkards, but more like aliens. They are.
Little zombies, tiny little zombies.
Yes. Oh, where am I now? Oh, I might just go over here. Oh, no, I won't. I'll go there. We went to the village beer festival in the local church, first time they've done it, and everyone was sitting in the graveyard. You know, it was very, very lovely. It was a beautiful evening. So I put the video on because it was, you know, the twins from behind, which I'm allowed to do. And anyway, several people, did you notice on the notice board, said, well, I don't think that was very respectful in a graveyard, was
I
it?
I did notice
very sweet,
that. And
but...
just think that if I was dead in the ground...
Yeah, not you ever will be, but yeah.
Well,
yeah,
no, because I will go on forever. And if I don't, sure. You know, I'll be back to haunt everybody just out of spite. But I can't think of anything cuter than toddlers running all over
me. I agree.
I suppose it's tended graves. People are thinking about tended graves.
I should have pointed out that it was, you know, we didn't just go into the graveyard and let them loose. But
there was an event on in the graveyard, but they weren't running over flowers. What I mean, I sort of, you know, I love toddlers, but I also love flowers. So I have a bit of a problem sometimes in parks when I see toddlers being allowed to rampage over flower beds. And I just think, oh, please, you know, there's grass too. It's all, but it's difficult for everybody. But I do think that the joy of toddlers getting up and running is sort of beats.
Marvellous.
Yes,
it's
it does.
Marvellous. And you don't have to keep lifting them up, you know.
Oh, my God.
Because they're heavy as well. I mean,
tell me about it. Well, I'm not sure Arlo is that heavy, actually. I think that he's quite long.
He's long. He's going to be very tall.
Well, I don't know whether... And he might have a bit of ginger. It's very odd because, you know, he's still very wispy. He's still as bald as a coot, let's face it. But the hair that's coming through, in certain lights, there's a shade of ginger in it. Ooh. I thought, well, where's this from? Although, you know, one of my nephews grows a ginger beard. Not gingery enough for my liking. I might put a rinse on it. But I was saying goodbye to them the other day. Tristram had come to pick him up and he was standing in a certain light and he's very dark, Arlo's father, very dark indeed. And I never once thought he had any red in his hair. And suddenly, as the low evening sun sun hit the top of his head, I saw a lot of auburn in it. Ooh. Dark, dark, dark auburn. Ooh. And my heart lifted. I thought, oh, gosh, that's maybe, you know, maybe it will come auburn. Maybe it will, yeah. maybe it will. Yeah. But I have a feeling it's just going to be bran, bran.
Bran,
but he's so sweet at the moment. It's a very, very nice age one because they're sort of getting stuff, aren't they?
Yes, yes, very much so. Is he still into his cuddly toys?
Yes, he's a kisser and a hugger.
Oh, yes. Is he?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Now you had more birthday celebrations, didn't you? Because
yes,
I believe you had a weekend of family.
Oh, it was
and
very full on. It was very
oh,
full
was
on.
Was it 2 days?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it 2 days or just a 1 day event?
Oh, it felt like 3 or 4.
Or did it? Yeah.
Because Sienna's birthday is the day after mine.
Oh, too much. Excuse me. It's too much.
Well, I never used to.
And then it's
birthday.
My dad's, but he's dead, and you don't have to celebrate that. But no, so you're 25th,
nice.
Sienna's 26th, my dad's 27th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So lots of July birthdays.
Lots of July birthdays. So yes, they all came to stay basically, and we went to the circus.
You went to Giffords, which I am. Absolutely, I'm fascinated by Gifford Circus.
Wonderful, aren't they? Wonderful.
Have you seen them before?
Yes, but obviously not with babies.
Yeah, well, it's a family-run circus,
oh, it's
isn't
fabulous.
It?
It's a fabulous. I mean, the word circus kind of normally conjures up, doesn't it? Sort of, oh, I don't know, sort of really quite hideous kind of travelling. Not very nice animal, not very
well kept animals, and they're just sort of quite sad, quite
yes.
kind of a bit
commercial
of an underbelly, and yeah. But I think they've changed. I mean, I think those are the circuses of our youth when they were still dressing chimpanzees
nice.
Up in frocks for
that's
tea
right,
adverts
that's
and things
right.
like that, and we all thought it was hilarious. But no, the world divides into those that like circuses and those that don't, and I've realised that I do like circuses, but not all the things in a circus.
Yes. I mean, I think Giffords is special because it's this kind of wonderful, old-fashioned fairyland. I mean, it's actually directed by Cal McChrystal, who I know a bit, very, very talented director.
Well, he directed me in the only failure he's ever had.
What was that?
Well, I did. While we're talking about my theatrical past today, I did have a go. There was a time when about sort of 15 years ago, I sort of kept going back, trying to get, onto the stage more. And it was a rehash of The Killing of Sister George. That was the Derby Theatre, Derby Playhouse, had been closed for a few years, and it was their sort of flagship opening show. Mm-hmm. And Cal came on board. Now, Cal has had a lot of experience in quite avant-garde, quite circusy, theatrically, very offbeat. I've seen him do opera. I've seen him do all sorts of things. He is an extraordinary director.
Yeah.
And yet this project fell apart a bit, to be quite honest. I mean, it got 3-star reviews, but it wasn't. Oh, by the way, did I ever... I forgot to say at the top of the show, when I was doing the front nudity bit in Steam.
Oh, yeah.
The Guardian... I've told you this before, Judith. Sometimes I think it goes in one ear and out the other. But The Guardian reviewed my pubic hair. Do you not remember me telling you this?
Oh, well, I kind of remember... I do remember your mother's reaction.
Yes.
You told me that before.
Oh, my God, yes. And then The Guardian said, once... gets over the bizarre appearance of Jenny Eclair's pubic hair, one can concentrate on her performance.
How could I have forgotten that?
Well, who
I'm not sure how I could have. Are you making that up?
No, I'm not. I don't know whether it said bizarre. It said the unusual or something. Because I had straight pubic hair. I had straight pubic hair at the time. It wasn't curly. It wasn't very dark. And apparently the Guardian critic saw fit to review it.
Well, he obviously had a good old look, didn't
well,
he?
Well, I think he might have had the opera glasses out, Judith.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay.
We are onto the food sensation
okay. of the week.
Well, my food sensation of the week is Daisy's fondant fancies that she bought me for my birthday from Betty's Tea Shop. And, well, do you know, I'm not exaggerating when I say I think it was the best cake experience I've ever had, apart from a Sasha Torte in Salzburg. They were wonderful.
Okay, wonderful. I'm just going to correct you on your pronunciation of Sacher Torte. It's Sacher.
You're quite right. Sometimes you're very annoyingly bossy and right.
Yeah, but no, I do have a smattering of German. Yes, it's my background.
It's annoying because I actually know Salzburg very well indeed.
I know, you filmed there.
Oh,
with the
forms.
Yes, and it's a beautiful place, apparently.
I love Salzburg. Have you never been?
No, I've never been to Salzburg.
Oh, Jenny.
I say Salzburg.
Salzburg. it's wonderful because not only, you know, all the locations are still the same as they were. You know, you dance up the steps and round the fountain.
You're talking, what you're referring to now, of course, is the movie The Sound of Music.
Did I not say that?
No, you didn't. You know, this is what happens to older women. We just leave big gaps in the conversation and expect people to sort of be so much on our wavelength that they can just tune in and know exactly what we're talking about. We all do it, and that's why people try to avoid us. That's why nobody wants to sit next to us at parties, because we talk nonsense, right? But those fondant fancies of from Betty's, from Daisy, now they were a thick white icing.
Yes, but I
think... Is that the fondant? Is that what they call fondant?
Yes, fondant at the top. Beautiful pieces. I mean, works of art.
Yes, they were pretty.
At the bottom, Jenny, at the bottom.
Jam?
Well, yes, but no, I think a white chocolate little rather hard base on the bottom of each one. That's the secret
Jesus
ingredient.
Christ.
Yes. Little Jesus white chocolate. You know, you're not expecting. You're not necessarily expecting.
That goes right to the top of the taste sensation board, I think, the leaderboard. I'm going to come in near the top, though, with... it's not often I have a taste sensation, Judith. Not often for me. I had a burrato omelette with mushrooms and a pistachio butter dressing.
Oh, my goodness. Slow down.
I know.
Burrato omelette.
Burrata.
No, burrata omelette. I think that might be watery.
No. It was solid. So buratery and just folded in the most perfect omelette with joyous, juicy mushrooms scattered around the top and drizzled with a pistachio butter dressing. And this was partaken in a private members club in Brixton. Having brunch with friends. Ooh, I have never eaten anything. It's a private members club called Upstairs in the department store, because downstairs used to be a department store. Do you get it? I have never eaten anything so delicious in my entire life.
Wow, pistachio butter dressing as well.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
And I'm not a butter person. I'm just not. It might have been pistachio oil rather than butter.
Pistachio oil.
But, oh,
that sounds delicious.
And it was pretty on the plate as well, because it had the pistachio green dribblings around, the dribblings.
Ooh, with the yellow and the
shiny mushrooms
as well. Now, before we leave food, I've started making my own kefir.
Well, that's a waste of time, Judith. I can tell you that for nothing.
So I sent off for the seeds in the post.
I didn't know it was a seed-based
thing. It's a kind of seedy thing, yes. And you
They
have
made it in the Archers once. They went on and on and on about it. And that was a few years ago, and even they went off it. So how does it manifest in the end?
Well, into kefir, but you have to keep putting it. I mean, it came down to Cornwall with me and back up again, you know. So for about a week or two.
It's like having another grandchild.
Oh, I know it is. I know it is.
Okay, no, Judith, you have not painted an adequate picture of this substance yet. You've got seeds, but is it cress?
No. They were like sort of dried, you know, a bit like breadcrumbs. They looked a bit like breadcrumbs.
Okay.
And then you had to bring them alive in a jam jar with...
Like sea monkeys.
Oh, I suppose a little bit, yes. Yeah. A little bit. With whole milk, and they have to, it has to separate. And then it has to turn into sort of cauliflower-type things. And then, oh, actually, it's a little bit... And
but is it delicious?
Well, what is it delicious? I mean, kefir is never delicious, is
well, what
it?
Do you
but
serve it's... it with? How do you eat it?
Well, you
is
have
it
on
toast?
Your muesli. You have okay. it on your muesli. Or you have it straight. It's quite, you know, it's not that unpleasant. And it's sort of...
Roast it like a snack?
It is. I mean, to be honest, after all that faff, I do wonder whether just leaving the milk bottle out, you know, in the sun for a bit might just be the bleeding same, as it does taste like off milk. But it,
okay,
you know,
okay.
A bit
well, we need anyway, we I'm... need a picture of this because I do
oh,
not.
Okay.
I still do not.
Okay.
I mean, does it end up a bit like that cheer pudding that some kids like? Arlo likes cheer pudding. Which is that sort of like a sago with black dots in it?
No, it's just a bit like it. It's a bit like a yogurt, actually.
Okay,
I mean, it's a bit like running.
But you
said
it was like cauliflower. I'm getting a very mixed picture here, Judith. I'm really.
No,
really
the seeds become like cauliflower. Okay. But you have to keep draining them. So you keep the seed, the cauliflower things, and then you put more whole milk in it in a jam jar, and it sits
okay.
on there.
Okay, is this to help your acid reflux?
No, but I think it helps you poo, and I think it's quite.
Oh, I don't
for your...
have any problems with the poo.
Well, okay. Well, you don't
I've
have
done
to
one
worry
this
about
morning.
Kefir,
I've done
no,
one this
fine.
Morning. I yes. might manage it. I might squeeze another one out.
Yes, right.
The end
I don't
of the
need
day.
To know that. Don't
I don't,
need
well,
to know
some
that.
People might be counting. They might write it in their diaries. James had 1.5 poos today. Right. Now, last week, Judith, there was, you got your new dressmaker's dummy.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
you put out a plea for names.
Well, I did, because we did say that she needed a sort of no-nonsense name. We got some wonderful suggestions. I'll tell you the one that made me laugh so much was somebody put on the notice board that she said, is this just like naming the Blue Peter tortoise?
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Was one of those called Edna? Well, can you remember what the tortoises were called?
Oh, no, I can't.
They used
to
paint them with white paint, didn't they, on their shells?
Oh, yeah, with the name.
Yes, Fred. Was one called Fred? I'm not sure.
Oh, there was bound to be one called Fred. Bound
yeah,
to be.
Yeah. Oh, marvellous. You got Esme like was that. Suggested, you know, yeah, after yeah, Sobeys that. Esme, but I think that's putting too much pressure on you.
Yeah, just a bit. Just
yeah,
a
yeah.
Bit.
Did you see the finale last week?
I did.
Oh.
That
I mean,
dress.
There was only one winner, really. That dress clinched it, didn't it?
Oh,
if there
my
had been any doubt.
Goodness.
I mean, they were good finalists, but that Asma's last dress, which kind of revealed another dress underneath and yeah. unwound like a cornetto.
Unwound.
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, I think even Patrick and Esme were absolutely...
gobsmacked. She's a very clever seamstress.
What an
That's the one
woman.
To beat. That's the one to beat, Judith. When you... Yes. Maybe you should call the dummy Asma and she can watch over you. But you're not going for Asma, are you? What are you
going
for?
I'm going to go for Brenda. Because
that's
and you
one
suggested
of my suggestions.
Brenda.
Yes,
I know you
yes.
did. But I think, you know, it's a bossy, no-nonsense name. Yes. And I think Brenda is a very, very good name.
So
yes.
she's Brenda. She's
yes,
Brenda.
Yes, yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
So wasn't there a Victoria
know.
Wood character?
Yes,
so I think that's because, you know...
Also very apt, isn't it? You know, sort of tabard territory.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you've finished your trousers. We've seen the evidence. We've seen the evidence. They look very good. You posed with a jaunty hand near the pocket. I thought, there's the pockets.
Indeed. Very pleased with them. And I think I've got the hang of them now. I know what you're going to say.
Well, I'm not going to say it. I don't think I need to say it out loud, Judith. I think the listeners know that.
Yes,
you know,
I'll make you
I'm sending
of trousers,
a gentle pressure over. I will buy
yes.
the fabric.
Okay.
I will go into some local stores and say, show me your finest viscous.
Exactly.
I have a lady seamstress in a village in Oxfordshire. who's desirous of making me a pair of kecks. So there we go. Right, Culture Corner. I've had to sort of do lots of stuff this week that has sort of knocked me out of doing anything sort of extracurricular.
You've had a lot of real life to do, haven't you?
I've had a lot of real life.
Some gigs. I know you've done some gigs.
I did a gig last week, and I just want to put this man's name about because you might live near him. In fact, you sort of do. I did a gig in a place called East Botolph, and it's quite near you, Judith. It's quite near Bicester, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Botolph. You've got that wrong. East
Botolph. Botolph, Botolph. You know, it sounds like something out of Midsummer Murders. It's in the Claverleys or the Claydons. So have you heard of something called the Claydons?
No.
They're villages. Oh, I don't know. It was all people just telling me things all the time. And I couldn't take it in. But upstairs, I was doing a village hall, right? As a
I should have come, had I known.
It was too far. It was probably about 30 miles from yours, but, you know, it was close to your house and my house. And village hall, and upstairs was this artist called Peter Keegan, and he had a studio above the village hall, right? And I went into because I could smell. I love the smell of oil paints, and
ooh,
I'm drawn
too.
To it.
Me too.
And he said, "Oh, just why don't you just sit on that chair and I'll just take a few photos and let's have a chat." And so we did that, and out of these photos, and I put the end result on the notice board.
Extraordinary. Honestly,
really,
Jenny, it is the movement in that picture.
It really is.
You know, I wonder how long it took him to even do it because...
I don't think it could have been that long because I met him on the Friday.
Amazing.
It was done by the Sunday, I think.
It was stunning.
So he's Peter Keegan Artist on the Instagram and I think also on Twitter. And Keegan is spelled K-E-E-G-A-N, Peter Keegan Artist. And he does take commissions. And, if you have anybody you need a portrait of, I would highly, highly recommend,
absolutely.
Especially if you're in that sort of St. Botolph's. Near there. We came through Aylesbury. I had to come through Aylesbury.
Oh, OK. No, you weren't actually that far at all.
There you go.
I will look him up because I thought it was an extraordinary portrait. Really did.
Yeah. Right, Culture Corner. Okay. You've been to the pictures?
I've been to the pictures, yes. I went to see Barbie. I didn't go with Mike. I just thought he'd be annoying.
Did you go by yourself?
I went by myself. Quite like going by myself.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. A little matinee. Was it a matinee?
Oh, of course it was a matinee.
Yeah.
Oh, it's marvellous. It's hilarious. I think I found it funnier than most other people in the cinema.
I think that's probably because you probably weren't expecting that much. Because, our generation, it's not been that hyped up to. For younger generations, it's been so hyped up, you know, the expectations. But Phoebe loved it.
I think you would like it too. I mean, it's the plot's a bit muddled and the message is a bit muddled, but it's such a laugh. Honestly, it really is. There's Barbie Land where girls rule everything and do everything, and everyone is terribly harmonious and lovely, polite. And then there's the real world, and then Barbie goes to the real world for reasons that are a bit complicated. And then she comes back and it's all gone wrong and men have taken over, broadly.
Yeah.
But it is, and men are, make a mess of everything. It's stupid. I tell you, the line I loved was Ken. I mean, there's loads of Kens. There's hundreds of Kens, right? And the main Ken, played by Ryan Gosling, somebody says, "What's your job?" And he says, My job is beach.
Just is beach. Is beach. Not going to the beach. My job is beach. Yeah.
It's beach. Yeah. Not beach, not helping
my job.
On the beach. Or not a lifeguard. Just beach.
Beach.
That's
beach
his job.
Is my job. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do beach. Brilliant.
And they prat around, when the men have taken it, when all the Kens have taken over.
Oh, I've got to go and see it. I've just got to go and see it.
I think Jeff might like it, actually.
Right. I'm really sorry. I haven't been to the cinema. I haven't been to a gallery. Things just got in the way this week. We have, however, completed Hijack.
Have you? I didn't think it had. Don't tell me I haven't seen the last one. So
last night, Judith.
Last night.
It dropped last night. I don't know what you were watching instead because there was fuck all on the telly.
I think I did something last night.
Did you go out?
I just can't remember what I did last night.
Were you playing with Brenda?
Oh, yes, Brenda and I have got... We've bonded. Definitely bonded.
I bet.
What was I going to say? No, I haven't seen the last one. I mean, I am a bit infuriated with it because it is so so much a Idris Elba vehicle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's like sort of... It's almost as if... I don't know whether he produced it or whether he has a production company that did it, but it's like every other shot has got to have Idris in it.
And he's, I don't know, but I'm guessing that he ends up landing the plane in some way, and obviously he's going to be the hero of the day. Probably, you know, he's going to be injured and manage to get the plane down or something.
It doesn't take, it really doesn't take, you know, the head of Hollywood to sort of think of that ending. I think, it's right from the word go, you could almost see the end, couldn't you? What was going to happen?
Do you know what?
Were they going to run out of fuel? Hold on, is the fuel gauge really low? Well, guess what?
I got to watch it, though, although it's terrible. Now, listen, I tell you what, somebody told me that he lives, get this, Idris Elba lives less than 10 miles away from me. In a village called Minster Lovell that I often drive through.
You say Minster Lovell and don't expect me to go, what the fuck? And I said East Botolf and you told me I'd made that up. I'm sure Idris will be thrilled with all the older and wider listeners now getting into their little runarounds, their Ford Puntos and Pintos, and they're going, oh, I'm going to go and find Idris now.
Well, I'm starting to think, I wonder where I'll bump into him. You know, next time I'm in Waitrose in Whitney.
Yeah.
You know, Burford.
Burford. Bill, all over Burford.
I think you'll be in Burford. I actually think I bet I know a cheese shop that he goes into.
Yeah.
He won't be in the shop though. That's got all the Michael Patillo trousers. He won't be in that shop.
No. But he'd look good in it. He'd look good in it. Anyway, listen. Okay. What else have we seen? Read. Or done. Anything else that you've seen?
Well, only that I saw on Channel 4 the documentary of the Sixth Commandment case.
Oh.
And it's called Catching of a Killer. And it's all the real footage. It's absolutely extraordinary. The access they had is unbelievable. So they follow the whole team that sort of basically thought, hold on a minute, she died in that house and he died in that house, and wait a minute, it was similar ways. And so you see it, all the stuff, you know, where they're thinking they get the diaries out.
It's a weird one though. So how, at what point does a production company go to the police and say,
I don't know,
we want to film you,
I don't know,
finding out this case? Because I mean, it can't always work. I mean,
no, a lot of them must end in sort of, you know, absolutely dreary cases or a full stop. I don't know, because I can't believe how, you know,
you'd think that as soon as a TV company was interested in it, then it would be a cut and dried case sort of thing, you know, because you'd only know that the story was great after the story broke. So it kind of confuses me that, but I haven't seen either, so I cannot comment.
Yeah, very, 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 very gripping. It really, I mean, shocking.
Talking of gripping, we finished the second series of Before We Die on Channel 4, and I think there's a lot of people looking for something sort of edge of the seat at the moment, and I do think series 1 and 2 Before We Die ticks that box mightily. I really do.
Oh, well, that's a very, very good recommendation. I think after Hijack and Idris has got that plane down,
you might have to go to Before We Die, because I don't know what else. People are saying something called Dreadlock. I've heard murmurings about something called Dreadlock. But before, we can't discuss that because neither of us have watched it. What about books, Judith?
I just started Paula Kokosa's Speak to Me.
Am I smelling book club?
No. She did the article actually about me for The Guardian, which hasn't come out yet, and I liked her very much. And she said, "Oh, I've written my second novel."
Paula Kokosa, not Paul. Paula Kokosa. Okay.
No. Have you heard of Paula Kokosa?
No.
No, you haven't. Anyway.
I wanted to make out that I knew everything and everybody. Okay, so Paula Kokosa, who's a Guardian journalist.
But it's about a woman who's married to somebody who's married to their phone, basically, and won't come off their phone. But it's about a premise. Right. Yes, what about you?
Well, I think that we've had so many poor choices, Jeff and I, recently, that we have gone for a classic because I have never read this. We're listening to it. We have embarked on Anthony Powell's A Dance to the Music of Time, which if we read all 12 volumes will probably see us out. I just got sick of reading crap and I just needed some grown-up writing to cleanse my palate. But I have also finished reading John Niven's account of his brother's suicide.
Yeah.
Oh Brother, which is great, but quite, you know, quite triggering for some people. And I have downloaded Lisa Jewell's None of This is True. And I think it's a, you know, a nice, easy, but well-written read. And I think that I will report back on that. I've got a lot of books lined up. The trouble with the Anthony Powell is that it's kind of months worth of reading.
When was that written, Anthony Powell?
I don't know. It's like a big, massive saga. It's considered a classic, I think. I should have done some more homework on it. Sorry, I will report back more.
Okay.
It started at a boarding school and it, I think it goes through a post-First World War boarding school and I think it just rambles throughout time.
It sounds a bit like it's got a touch of the Cazalets.
I think it's male Cazalets.
Right. Okay.
I think because it's written by a man and I think that's what might put me off in the end, all the main characters are male so far. You know, the protagonists. So, right. Let us know, you know, what you're reading, what you're watching, if you think that we're missing anything vital. Right. We have got a couple of emails. We had a lot of people writing in with names for what we now know as Brenda.
We did.
Oh, I like this one. This is from Susan. She's 68 and 49 weeks, so...
she's counted nicely, actually. We like the accuracy there.
Soon to be a birthday girl. Hi, both. Exactly. Bit late listening this week. But it's the cleaning of toilets. My husband was in the army, and in 1984-85, myself and a mate had the opportunity of using one half of a toilet block as a canteen. Ooh, brilliant money spinner, she says. Squaddy, stroke, food, no-brainer. However, to take this opportunity, we had to clean the toilet half of this block. Squaddies dash toilets equals horrific. It took us quite a while, but once plucking up courage, mask and gloves, we stepped in. And after a thorough clean, we would put an out-of-order sign on the locked door for several weeks because we could not go through the same procedure. And then she just added, such fun times. love and fingers crossed for a matinee up north. Well, we've got our fingers crossed for matinees
we
up
have.
North. We really have. We really
have.
So thanks, Susan, for that.
And I picked one that really made me laugh as well from Bowden Lab.
Our friend Bowden Lab. He's our friend.
There I am, walking along by the sea, minding my own business, listening to Older and Wider. And along come two young ladies walking towards me. One was wearing what I can only describe as what a fancy dress shop would sell labelled Slut Cave Girl.
Yeah. I can see this.
I can too. A very skimpy faux animal print cave girl outfit made of extremely thin, cheap fabric. Just as I saw this and was trying not to react, up pipes Jenny in my headphones, read Judith buying lingerie for Angela, because she was called Angela briefly, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Pissed myself laughing. Girl thought I was laughing at her. I blamed the podcast, but she wasn't having it. Thankfully, her mate sort of said, well, if you will dress like that. And I scarpered.
Well, if you will go round dressed like a slutty cave girl, you're going to get people pointing and laughing. I'm very sorry. Thanks to everybody who joins in and sends us messages and, you know, clocks what we do on the notice board and, you know,
takes us seriously.
We need more likes, we need more of you. We appreciate you who are here, though, however, very much indeed. Thank you very much for listening. Oh, I've got a little bit sort of Uriah Creepy, and I'm kind of like, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. Thank you for being our friends. Thank you so much. Oh, dear. I'm stopping now.
Yeah, better rein yourself in. Yeah. Okay, right. Well, we better get on with our day, haven't we?
Well, I'm going to have coffee with my friend Lynn.
Of course you are.
Yes,
you are. Lovely.
Right. Love you and leave you. Yes. Love you and leave you. Won't see you next week. We're having a little summer break.
Yes.
But we will be back in two weeks'
Daisy's
time.
Daisy's going on holiday.
Yeah, and she deserves it. She does. She's sick to death of us, God in heaven. I mean, really. Honestly. Nobody else wants to do it. They asked, and nobody put their hand up. So we're going to have a little break. We'll see you very soon. Tons of love, everybody.
Toodle-pip.
Bye-bye.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.